Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I feel inspired after watching a movie yesterday. It's called Broken Mary. And on the line with us right now is Kevin Matthews, radio legend. Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. So you're not that good of a Catholic.
No, I'm not.
Let me take a note. And you're just now watching the movie?
Yes. I feel bad.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me take a note. Okay. And do you know what's coming in 2 days?
Yes. And can I just say something? I want to throw it out there. For Lent 2026, Pope Leo wants to disarm language by fasting from hurtful words, urging deeper listening, and this will be his first Ash Wednesday. He's going to lead a penitential procession, and he blessed the Broken Mary statue. Kev, you got to meet Pope Leo.
Yeah, can you imagine that, Wendy? You and I. Let's go back 20 years.
No,
20 years. Would that have ever come? Our thought of meeting our blessed Holy Father at Poplar Creek?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't
so,
either.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful trip, and I'm blessed. And, you know, I found this statue of our blessed mother. The broken statue was laying next to a dumpster, and I retrieved it. And the story of getting the statue that is broken in half, her hands are missing, you know, this would happen 10 years ago.
Oh, we lost him. All right, get Kevin back on. Our phone lines stink. And I don't know if this is divine intervention or what, but I really would like to keep the phone lines going. Bob Kessler, it's funny because we were talking about this on Friday, and I said, oh, yeah, Kev went to Italy and met with Pope Leo, and you're like, oh, did he bring up Jimmy Shorts? I didn't know you were such a Kev head. You went deep into Devon territory.
When I was in high school, he was the most popular. He was on one side with the Loop, and Johnny B was on the other, right? They had the M and the F.
Yeah.
And so my brother was actually a little bit more of a Kev head, so he would do the voices around the house a bit more than me. But yeah, those guys were like the rock stars as much as any rock musician.
Oh, totally.
For me and my friends in high school.
Yeah,
they were a big deal.
I worked at the Loop from 1986 to 96, and I did news with Kevin for a while. Wow, that was an experience. I switched from doing music overnight, you know, being a rock jock, and then I did news for Howard Stern and Kevin Matthews. And Kev, I was just saying, I didn't know Bob Kessler was such a Kev head because he wanted to know if the Pope mentioned Devon and Jimmy Shorts.
You know, I really didn't think it was appropriate to ask.
Fair enough, yes.
So I kind of just left it alone. And I don't know what happened to the phone, but I wonder why. That always happens to me until you get attacked. But other than that, it's just seriously, Woody, seriously, welcome to my world. But it's amazing how many people have found out about the blessing of the Pope and the movie that's now streaming. It's, you know, it's all a work of a God. Honestly, it is. I always say to myself, I'm this sheep dog, if you will. And I'm just the shepherd dog of God. And any lambs that come to me, I send them back to him without biting and barking. So, Wendy, what are you going to do for Lent now? You're not going to yell at people or swear?
Well, that's
like
what
you
the
do so much?
Shush. That's what the Pope said. He wants to end this, you know, disarm people with this bad behavior and to be kind to one another. And yeah, I'm going to have my fillet of fish on Fridays because that's what Catholics do during Lent, right?
Well, some even will fast on Wednesday and Friday, but that's okay because, you know, I mean, whatever, you're Wendy. But that'll be good that you're not hitting people again.
Right.
That's good.
Kevin, I'm late to the party to watch Broken Mary, the Kevin Matthews story. It isn't.
You're never too late.
We should have just purchased it. I rented it on Apple TV for $3.99, and Jimmy Mack rented it a few days earlier. We should have just purchased it.
Oh.
you know, because then we could watch it.
Yeah.
But everyone needs to see it. It is, knowing you when I did and knowing you now, the transformation you have made and all, you helped people in the past by entertaining them, but now you're truly giving people hope. And that's what we need.
Yeah. And still making people laugh, you know.
Oh, totally.
Often, you know, I mean, here, Sweet Christ was with 12 guys, and I was having a conversation with a friend today. Who was the disciple that, you know, passed gas or made everybody laugh? You know what I'm saying? Because there were 12 guys, and you know that they're human beings. They're a mixed pot of little disasters, and I think that's so needed. And today, you know, as the Catholic faith means so much to me because it's Christ. And at the same time, you know, we can laugh. We can have a good time, you know, and we do.
Yes. And I was really adamant about making sure my kids received all their sacraments.
Yeah.
Then they can do what they want. But I kept saying you have to get confirmed and then you can do what you want. And I'm proud to be a Catholic. I'm just, I don't go to church as regularly as I should. And I, like you, Kev, you say the rosary, what, every Saturday at church with
every
people?
Day,
yeah.
On Saturday. Yeah, I've been doing that since 2016. But every day.
Yeah.
The rosary is Mary's hand. So if you want to hang on to that, that's a good thing to do, too, is actually recite the rosary during Lent. You know? Oh. And also go to Mass. Go to confession. When was the last time you've been to confession, Wendy?
When Dylan received his confirmation about, 15 years ago.
So it might be time.
10 years ago?
No, it might be time. You know, you can always do that, too, and I love that. What I like to do is on Fridays, I go to the cathedral, I say my rosary, I go to Mass, I get the Eucharist, and then I go to confession. It's kind of like Jiffy Lube. You know, I'm in and out, you know, and I am.
You get your fluids topped off.
Yes, I do. And Jesus high fives me at the end and you're ready to go. You seriously.
None of that riveting noise either, you know, so that's good.
Oh, that would be nice if that came out of the confessional. It's wonderful. I'm very blessed. So,
well, you have really changed lives. Go ahead, Kev. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I was just going to say, and I am going to make a few stops in March in
Chicago.
Okay,
good.
So I'll let everybody know. But, you know, I mean, it's just, and, you know, speaking of confession, you got to read in my new book, Mary's Roadie.
Mm-hmm.
I put what happened to me on my first confession ever. And I was with a dear friend of mine who's a nun in Portugal. And I said, Sister Angela, should I write this? And I explained what I was going to do. She spit food out of her mouth. She was laughing, but I captured that. So my first
The stupid phone. I don't know if it's his
right in the
phone.
Middle of a good story.
I know. We got to get him back. You know what? We're going to take a break. We'll do traffic and weather. And he has to continue his story and then some texts. He is Mary's roadie. Now, the statue, Broken Mary, actually has a new title now. Has she been, like, ordained? What is that called?
She's been blessed by the Pope. Yeah, she's now called Our Lady of the Broken. And that's a very special honor. And it was, I never thought in my life 10 years ago would I ever be doing this, but, and then end up in Rome and having the, our Blessed Father, Leo, bless this. And, you know, it's so funny. I was there with him and so many people bring him items from Chicago. it's amazing. Honestly, it's, you know, he is such a beautiful man. He's so gentle. He listens carefully and he looks you in the eye. And he's just a wonderful person, and I think he's going to do a great, great job for the Catholic Church.
I do, too. And I love that he's a Sox fan. That's cool by me.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think when he comes to Chicago, of course, he'll probably go to Comiskey Park, but I kind of nudged him and said, go do it in Wrigley.
Yeah. Well, he can bring the Cubs fans and Sox fans together, maybe. Yeah. No, I doubt it.
Yeah. No, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a miracle. That's like the Egyptians and the Jewish people.
Yeah.
You know, but he's such a sweet man, and he certainly loves Chicago.
That's exciting. A couple of texters, 773, Wendy, I've been using Kevin's Broken Mary app every day to say the rosary. I'm grateful for Kevin. Another listener, I use Kevin's app to listen to the rosary on the way to work every day. It's awesome.
Good.
And then, Wendy, can you please ask Kevin what Jimmy Shorts is giving up for Lent? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, the rosary app I made years ago, and that's been downloaded over 2 million times.
Jeez.
It's free, by the way, and you can get it at brokenmary.com. And, Jim, what he's giving up for Lent is toilet paper. That's the text I got today, so I'll find out more about that. So,
And he's cool with Caleb Williams. Jimmy Shorts is a fan of Caleb and the new Bears regime because they're doing great.
But until Caleb wins a Super Bowl, he's dead to Jim.
Yeah.
He's possessed.
You're in Florida right now. Are you speaking at a church this evening?
Yes. I'm speaking tonight and I'm speaking tomorrow. Tonight I'm speaking at, I'm in Venice tomorrow, and I don't know, tonight, I'm in Venice tonight, and then another, Bradenton, Florida tomorrow night at the Catholic churches there. And again, Wendy, I just got back from Rome, so I don't have a clue to where I'm at.
Yeah, I know. And just keep us posted. I'll talk to you again when you're going to be in Chicago.
I will. And you know what? Go to church, and I've got one for you, okay? During Lent, you have to go to this church, St. John Cantius. It's in Chicago. It's at Ogden and Chicago Avenue. Go in. You'll love it. And ask for Father Josh, okay?
Father Josh was in the film, too, right?
Yes, that's his church. So that's St. John Cantius. That's the adopted home of Our Lady of the Broken. So go to Mass there, especially once during Lent.
I will do that, Kev. And if people are listening and they'd like you to come speak at their church, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Like the Rosary app and everything, just go to brokenmary.com, brokenmary.com, and that's my official site, and we'll take care of you. I'm truly honored. And thank you to WGN for all your support. I mean that. And there's a guy that's basically a stalker, Wendy, who loves you so much, and he wants to be on your show. His name is Taps Gallagher. I'm supposed to tell you that. But he's a stalker, okay? He's literally a stalker.
Will he stop stalking me if I have him on the air?
Maybe, or, you know, he'll have you over to the house and hobble you.
Oh, great.
But, I'll give you his number. He's wanted to always be on your show.
All right. Has he seen Broken Mary?
Okay. I think he does. Yeah, I think he has.
Okay.
I've known him for over 20 years. But he wants to play basketball for Yale, and he's 72 years old. And he's also done stand-up comedy. He's a lawyer with a flip phone, and he wants to be on Kill Tony. And Kill Tony. Doesn't know. Yeah, Kill Tony. So he wants to be on there. And he wants to be on your show, too. So I just thought I'd heads up.
Well, thank you. I love finding out information about my stalkers. That's always fun, Kev. I'll reach out to Taps.
I'll pray for you. You're in good hands. I'm praying. But again, you might put him on the show and then call the police.
All right, Kev. Safe travels.
Okay.
I really loved the film. I love you. It was really inspirational.
I love you.
All right, Kev.
Thank you. And again, thank you to WGN. God bless you all.
Bless you. That's Kevin Matthews, everybody.